Grossar, welcome to Tales of Wales. This is a Throwback Thursday episode, which when we look back through the vaults of our past episodes. So if you're a first-time listener and you're up to date with the most recent ones, this is a chance to go back to our old episodes. And you can find the link to the episode in the description of this episode. I've said episode a lot there. Or if you're a long-time listener...
Also, the clips are usually put are nothing to do with the title because it's just us talking shite. But it gives you a taster of what we're talking about.
We're re-recording this because you must have been sick of the three intros we've done for ages. So no further ado, here's this week's episode.
For those not aware, what we've done is, as Franco mentioned, we've just posed a question to ChatGPT and then we're going to read out its responses. And then we're going to kind of have a little riff, a little response about that. See what we think of it, really. Yeah. I know. I like in my head to be tidy, right? If I don't have a tidy head, I can't have tidy words, okay?
So we'll have a post-mortem with a debrief of Bantz for exactly 60 seconds.
There will be approximately 45 seconds of Bantz before we move on to a prelude to the next
Your brain
question.
Is ChatGP Jack. You're an absolute little robot.
I think... Mate, I've been replaced. I am a robot. You fucking sussed me out.
Does not Amy compute said to the other with day, my binary brain.
She said, oh, do you think you're a little bit dyslexic or something like that? Because my brother's dyslexic, right? And I think he's dyslexic to the point that he may have overshadowed any dyslexia I might have had.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've got like dyslexia where is it dyslexia or dyspraxia? Maybe I just don't
I got
know
both,
what
mate. So you can ask me
two words.
So dyspraxia is more
expert. I got an expert in my corner. what's the one what where you like you like where it's like you can't you're not happy doing something unless it's in a very specific kind of order and is in the pattern that you. Like and enjoy used to.
I wouldn't say that's dyspraxia.
Or is that OCD?
Yeah. Dyspraxia is often to do with coordination.
How many letters am I saying? Yeah.
ChatGTP, CatchGTP, OCD, Catch.
It's a throw you off my scent. Oh, I think you're a robot. Ha, ha. No, I couldn't be a robot because I have ADHD, dyspraxia, and dyslexia, and who knows?
I reckon that we got enough. I reckon it might be. I don't want it to be too long again because it's like I don't want to put the listeners through all that. But do you reckon we crack on with our first scenario?
Go on then. Who wants to go first? Do you want to go first or me?
Yeah. Should I give you what the prelude to what I asked?
Yeah. Go on then.
I'll redo the two of these. So I've asked to give a dystopian version of what Wales will look like in 100 years. And it said, in a grim dystopian version of Wales a century from now, the nation might have succumbed to the ravages of unchecked technology and overindulgence. Driven by a misguided pursuit of progress, Wales could become a desolate landscape of concrete and steel, where the once vibrant valleys are now polluted wastelands, and the lush countryside is replaced by sprawling, soulless megacities. Independent struggles could have taken a dark turn, resulting in a fractured society marked by deep divisions and oppressive rule. Key moments might include failed attempts at secession, leading to a rise of authoritarian regimes that suppress any notion of individuality or dissent. Citizens might be subjected to constant surveillance, with drones and AI-driven cameras monitoring their every move, and any attempt to preserve cultural heritage or linguistic diversity are ruthlessly quashed. In this dystopian future, Wales' exports to the world can consist of mass-produced consumer goods and advanced surveillance technologies contributing to an erosion of privacy and autonomy in other nations. Outsiders might view Wales as a cautionary tale. This is what's mad now, right? It went a bit mental. So it just went, outsiders might view Wales as a cautionary tale, a cautionary tale, a once proud nation reduced to a cautionary tale, a cautionary tale, a cautionary tale, a once proud nation reduced to a cautionary tale, a cautionary tale, a once proud nation reduced to a cautionary tale, a cautionary tale, a cautionary tale, a once proud nation reduced to a cautionary tale of the dangers of sacrificing freedom for the illusion of progress.
You broke it, you broke chat.
And then it goes on. As for its relationship with England, any semblance of cooperation could be replaced by a tense and adversarial dynamic. with border disputes and resource conflicts exacerbating the strained relations between the two nations, the Channel Tunnel might become a heavily fortified and militarized zone, symbolizing the divide between the once allied countries now locked in a bitter struggle of power and control.
That is brilliant.
It finishes, this bleak portrayal serves as a cautionary reminder of the potential consequences of unchecked technology, loss of cultural identity.
Cautionary tale again.